And we hope you're having a good Monday afternoon. And we've got a very special guest with us live in the studio who's going to help us play the music for the next hour. And she joins us every Monday between 5 and 6. Heather Quick is here. And, of course, her law firm, the Quick Law Group, has a team of attorneys and paralegals and others who help women who are dealing with divorce or contemplating divorce or post-divorce issues. TheQuickLawGroup.com. Good afternoon, Heather. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Well, thanks for being here with us. And you brought along a very special guest today. Would you like to introduce him to our listeners?
Absolutely. I brought a great friend and wonderful attorney, Brett Hastings, and from the law office of Brett Hastings. And he's been practicing 17 years and practices in exclusively personal injury and wrongful death. Mm-hmm. And Brett and I have had occasion to, you know, work together to help different clients and refer back and forth. And he was a former prosecutor, just like I was. So I always enjoy working with those types of experienced lawyers.
Right. You guys get to work together mostly because you're experiencing and working with real people each and every day. And sometimes families and individuals have a need for divorce services. Sometimes they encounter a medical malpractice circumstance. Right, Brett?
You know, absolutely. Nobody wants it. You know, nobody wants to go through a divorce. Nobody wants to be permanently injured. Right. Nobody wants to lose a loved one. But it's really why I love what I do. And one of the reasons I'm a big fan of Heather, mm-hmm. and I love what she does, is she kind of does what I do, which is to help people pick up the pieces after a traumatic event and get them to a place of closure. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I hate to hear the term ambulance chaser. We're not that. We don't take cases, you know, that aren't of consequence. And we really are about helping good people get to a place, get over things, you know. And so that's really what goes on in a family law context and in our firm. And one of the reasons I'm a big fan of Heather and her group is that they limit. They're specialized. Right. I'm not a big fan of lawyers who do everything.
Right.
We don't do that in our firm. We do one thing, and we do it really, really well. Right.
And that's certainly the case, obviously, with Heather Quick and her firm. They only do divorce work, and they only do it for women.
That's right.
That's about as narrow casting as you can get, right?
Yes, it is.
Brett, maybe you can give us a sense, too, for some of our listeners out there. What should they be looking for when they're trying to make the decision of hiring a divorce attorney?
You know, one of the things is you just got to go and pass sort of your gut instinct, right? You know, the first job of any lawyer, personal injury like I do or family law like Heather does, is your lawyer going to tell you what you need to hear and not necessarily what you want to hear? And because you don't want to unnecessarily spend money. You don't want to go and lose hearings. You don't want to drag things out. You know, you want to get the best result possible and you want closure as soon as practicable. So I tell people all the time, definitely research, go to the credentials, but you've got to go and sit down with somebody and say, hey, do I trust this person? Do they pass that sort of gut instinct litmus test? And I think that's really, the initial part. If you don't get past that, stop doing it. After that point, ask around a little bit. You know, I'm confident you ask around about Heather or myself. One thing I'm proud of is our reputation. Do what you do and, see things through.
There you go. I guess I'd ask you the same question, Heather. You know, when somebody needs an attorney because they've been in an automobile accident, they've had a medical malpractice circumstance or some sort of personal injury, what should they be looking at? There's obviously, you know, we drive down the road, we see billboards for all sorts of different attorneys.
And I agree with Brett, because you have to have a good, trusting relationship. This is your life. You have a lot at stake and you're, you know, injured not only emotionally, but you have a lot of financial consequences. And you need to have someone who is, one, absolutely, like Brett said, is going to tell you the truth. And if there is a likelihood of recovery or not, because and they most of the time they do, because they do work on a contingency, and Brett can explain that, but also in realistic terms, because I think that sometimes when I know I see a lot of ads, it seems as though there's just a lot of money to be had, and you really need an experienced attorney in that area so they can give you sound advice, so you really have a realistic picture of what your options are.
Right. Brett, if people out there want to reach your office because of a personal injury issue or medical malpractice and the like, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, you just dial 904-247-4LAW, or you can check us out on the web at justiceforjacksonville.com. We have offices in St. Augustine, Fernandina, Jacksonville, and Jacksonville Beach for consultation.
All right, so that's justiceforjacksonville.com. And, of course, Heather Quick is here as well, and you can always reach her if you have any questions about divorce for women. Go to thequicklawgroup.com. That's thequicklawgroup.com, 904-241-0012. We'll be right back. And we're back on this Monday afternoon. And, of course, we spend time on Mondays during this time each and every Monday with Heather Quick with the Quick Law Group. And she and her team work on divorce issues exclusively. And they only work with women, right, Heather?
That's right.
And why is that? Because women are better than we men.
That is true.
That is true. And we've firmly established that.
Yes.
You've been doing this work, though, for quite some time, right?
Yes, I have. I've been practicing, I think, now 15 years.
Right. So, and you seem to be really sort of hitting your stride working with women on these issues, right? It must make a big difference. And women, I guess, when they walk into your practice, feel very, very comfortable.
Yes, we really create a wonderful space for them that's calming and soothing so that we can meet their needs and really take a lot of the fear out of it.
Right.
Honestly, anytime you're going to meet with an attorney, generally speaking, it's not for a great reason, and you're nervous.
Right.
Most people are nervous and scared, and so we work within our environment and everyone on our team to help them go through that.
Once again, that's Heather Quick, and you can learn more by going to thequicklawgroup.com. And in addition, you know, most people don't ever think they're going to go through a divorce. A lot of people don't think they're ever going to have an automobile accident. But indeed, those things happen. And you work very closely with a gentleman who sort of does what you do, but in that world.
That's right. I'm fortunate to know Brett Hastings from the Law Office of Brett Hastings. And it's important to know what to do after an automobile crash. I think that every day as you see all the different crashes and the crazy drivers out there. And if I have a client who goes through that, that's my first thing to tell them is to call Brett. And Brett, if you could just let people know, what do you tell them? What's the best things for them to do if they've been in an automobile accident?
And, you know, I'm happy to, because like you said, it's about taking the fear out. You know, nobody plans to go through an automobile crash, a tractor trailer crash, whatever it is, God forbid. And really the first thing is always, you know, call the police and demand a crash report. So often I have clients come to me and they say, you know, nobody wanted to get a crash report. They wanted to move on or what have you. When you're not at fault, you want to have that documentation at or near the time. Hopefully you're not injured. Hopefully nothing bad comes out of it. You're still probably going to have a property damage claim. You absolutely got to call the police and make sure that you get a crash report done. Get it documented. Second thing is to call and institute a claim with your own insurer, okay? But do not cooperate with the other insurer until you talk to counsel. You have a duty to do it with your insurance company. People are mad because they say, hey, I'm not at fault, but you need to call your insurer. They're going to help to protect your interests, to work through the property damage claim, but you never want to give a recorded statement to the adverse insurer. Those are probably the two most important things. And I got a couple of other things that, you know, I think the listeners would want to know. But if there were two things that I would tell everybody to do, that's it.
Well, now, and I bet, Brett, because you're thinking, oh, I don't want to call my insurance because my rates are going to go up. But, I mean, can you tell them that you just got to do it anyway?
Right. One of the things is that when you have insurance, there's a contract between you and your insurance company. And every insurance contract in the state of Florida says that you have a duty to report the claim to them anyways. So you don't want to create a situation where there may not be coverage for you because, you know, these are things that I would say do immediately after an automobile accident. Mm-hmm. But if I was going to give out one piece of information to everybody that was listening out there is go home and find out whether or not you have UM coverage, which is uninsured or underinsured coverage. We all have to have coverage to drive in the state, but a lot of people drive in the state who don't have coverage. For a small amount of money, you can cover yourself, okay, to protect you and your family from all these people that aren't insured, you know, out there. So that would be a third nugget that you put in there, but you want to work with your insurance company. If you're not at fault, your rates shouldn't go up.
Okay.
So
good advice.
And that would help to have the crash report. So they really work together, right?
The insurance company wants to have it. You want to have the documentation of it at or near the time. There are a whole host of really important reasons why you want to have that. You know?
Okay. There well, good. Go. Thank you for that. And you have an ebook on that too, right? For anybody who wants to
I
find
do.
That?
If, okay. You know, if anybody goes to our firm's website, which is at justiceforjacksonville.com, click on and you can download and it'll give you 10 things that you should know, you know, immediately after an automobile accident.
Great.
There you go. Once again, that's attorney Brett and Brett Hastings, rather. And you can reach him, of course. What's that website again, Brett?
On the web, justiceforjacksonville.com, or you can call us at any time at 904-247-4LAW.
And once again, Brett is Heather Quick's guest this week, and you can learn more about the Quick Law Firm by going to thequicklawgroup.com. That's thequicklawgroup.com. We'll be right back. And we're back on this Monday afternoon with Heather Quick. She's helping us play the music today. We appreciate her taking time out of her schedule. She, of course, is an attorney and the principal of the Quick Law Group, Divorce Only for Women. That's who they help. And you've been pretty busy these days, right?
Yes. As you know, divorce season kicks off after Valentine's Day.
So. Oh, that's so romantic.
I know.
So nice.
I know.
So syrupy. And one of the things, obviously, if somebody's out there and they're married to somebody who has a lot of money, you get basically get paid. You get a take, right, based on how wealthy they are. That's how it works for you?
That is not how it works. But, you know,
No. That
could be some good legislation that I might want to press through. But no, we don't. Unfortunately, Florida does not allow us to take a percentage of their wealth, which is probably really bad for people. But so they have to pay our fees. And, you know, yes, of course, we always try to get that from the husband.
Right. But your guest this week, Brett Hastings, operates with a slightly different set of rules.
That's right. He has different rules, which are wonderful. Brett, tell us a little bit about that. How does that work in your firm?
Yeah, we work under a contingent fee. And so really what that means is unless the client gets a recovery, they don't owe us anything. And so we kind of have a no-fee guarantee or costs. It's always a free consultation. And we like it. It gives access to a larger group of people. You know, nobody expects to go through an automobile crash or anything else. And that's why we tell anybody to call us, come in, sit down, and we're more than happy to answer their questions. You know, I think Heather's heard me say this so many times, but my personal mantra is success in life is the minimization of regrets. And so you don't want to regret.
That's pretty good. That's a t-shirt right there.
That is nice.
Hey, and that is mine, okay? Yeah. And I have it hanging in the law firm. But
we're running out to get that done now.
Yeah, let's go trademark
but
that.
But it's, you know, we joke, but it's very, very true. Why wouldn't you want to come in and make sure that your interests are protected, you know,
right,
and taken care of? And basically, our fee works out to about a third. And the good news is the insurance industry themselves went out and conducted a large research on this and found that unrepresented individuals get like less than a quarter of than those that are they're represented.
Wow.
And is that because, you know, I'm you know, creating magic out there? No. That's what's fair and just. So we demand that the other side pays what's fair and just. And so our clients end up getting a lot more than they would otherwise. And at the same token, they don't owe us anything unless we can get them a recovery. So it's really a no-lose situation for the clients. You know, they can feel like whether they pursue a claim or not, we can help them and, you know, get to a place of closure and make sure all their questions are answered.
Wow. Once again, if you have any questions at all and you like what you're hearing, obviously, from Brett, you can get in touch with him. What's that website again?
Yeah, it's justiceforjacksonville.com. And our phone number is 904-247-4LAW. We've got offices in St. Augustine, Jacksonville Beach, and Jacksonville.
And as we were saying in the last break, Heather, people, you know, there's a lot of options when it comes to personal injury and medical malpractice, but you recommend Brett.
Absolutely. Anytime someone has a question or concern, it's not my area of specialty, and I say you have to call Brett because that's one thing I do know. You can rely on what he's going to tell you, and that's important.
Should only women get in touch with Brett?
No.
All men and women can get in touch with
yes,
Brett.
Yes, he does not discriminate like I do. Oh, so.
We appreciate Heather's firm. We have strong confidence and refer to her. But I'll also tell you that I personally meet with every new client. So a lot of times people say, who's your lawyer if you're calling a firm? Who are you going to meet with?
Right.
You'd meet with me.
There you go. Well, once again, that is Brett Hastings, an attorney. Obviously, right here, he can take care of your needs, especially when it comes to personal injury, automobile accidents, and medical malpractice. So we encourage you to reach out to him. Give us that website one more time.
Yeah, it's justiceforjacksonville.com.
All right. We'll be right back. And we're back on Monday afternoon as we wrap things up this afternoon. And, of course, every Monday between 5 and 6 o'clock, we spend some time with Heather Quick from the Quick Law Group. And, of course, she works only with women on divorce issues. Her entire team, they've been doing this for a long time with great success. We encourage you to spread the word. Help us out a little bit and let family members, friends, neighbors know that if there is a woman in their sort of circle that is contemplating divorce, they need to reach out. At least look at the website for thequicklawgroup.com. And once again, Heather, you've got a special guest.
Yes, I do.
Want to reintroduce him?
Absolutely.
A lot of our listeners are new right now.
Yeah, in case you just got in the car, we are fortunate and honored to have Brett Hastings here with us today, who practices exclusively in personal injury and wrongful death. He is a good friend and colleague of mine, and I am always glad to have him so I can refer any of my clients who are experiencing issues in those areas because he really knows how to handle that and will give them a straight answer. Brett, one of the things I did want to ask you about was the wrongful death. Like, what does that really even mean for the readers? I mean, you know when someone dies, but when is there a case that they might need to talk to you about that?
Right. Wrongful death generally involves, you know, we've lost somebody, mm-hmm. you know, because of the negligence of somebody else. And okay. that could range from being medical malpractice to being an automobile accident. To be in a premises liability case or any of those types of things. And the way the law works is that the person who's lost, there needs to be an estate that's set up.
Right.
And then an action can be brought on their behalf.
Okay.
But, you know, these are the toughest cases to do. You know, so often I meet a family and they tell me about somebody I've never met and they entrust me and our firm with moving forward and trying to get a result that's fair and just. Usually it's not about money. But it's about mm-hmm. sending a message that the conduct that took place isn't acceptable and that the right. person's life who was lost was worth something. In the last year, we worked on a wrongful death case, and the money that we got in went to a favorite niece, and that's paying for her college. And the family was very ecstatic about it. So we want to try to make some good out of the bad. But the most important thing is that wrongful death is a 2-year statute of limitations, and you got to set up that estate before it. So very often we have people who come to us and somebody's been lost because anything, medical malpractice to, you know, a trucking trailer, you know, right. tractor mm-hmm. case, and they come 2.5 years in or something and you can't do anything on their behalf. And, you know, we understand it. You go through the grief and the loss and you kind of get to a point where everybody says, you know what, maybe we should look into this. Maybe we should do something about it. But it is time sensitive. Right. You know, they could always come in and talk to us and there is, you know, there's, it's always a free consultation. We never charge a fee unless we get a recovery. But we're more than happy to help people go through that, you know, that process. You know, sometimes we can't make a case, but we're right. able to give them answers and they know why and they can have closure. And then in other times, you know, the story I was telling you about, we've had good things come out of just absolute tragedies.
Wow. Well, once again, if you have any questions at all about what Brett is talking about, you can go to the website, which is justiceforjacksonville.com, right?
That's right.
Justiceforjacksonville.com. And, of course, before we wrap things up completely, Heather, maybe give a quick little 30-second summary, if you would, of what your firm is all about, your philosophy, why you do what you do, and sort of a call to action for our listeners to sort of help us spread the word.
Absolutely. We're passionate about helping women through divorce. As a child, my parents divorced. I watched my mother go through it and really am passionate about helping women stand up for themselves because many times they are too scared or beaten down. And we really want to lift them up and get them through that process and one fight for really what they are entitled to because so many don't think that they're entitled to anything and certainly their husbands don't think they are. So that is what we do. We do it well. And then we really enjoy watching them succeed after. It's just great. I just love all our clients and love to hear back from them and watch their lives go forward in a wonderful, positive direction.
Well, we have a lot of folks who, of course, are part of this local radio station here in St. Augustine. I will tell you that with Heather, when she walks in the room, you know she really is excited about what she does each and every day, and you can just sort of sense it. So congratulations on finding your life's passion.
Thank you.
Well, and I'll tell you, I've referred to her over the past decade, and I've only had people thank me over the years. And I've referred to other lawyers, you know, in different practice areas, and we don't get that type of response. So I'm a fan of Heather personally, but I can't tell you enough how much I think of her professionally. She does a great job.
There's a testimony.
Thank you, Brett. I know.
Yeah, we should have been running tape on that.
Absolutely.
Bro will get his check here when he's leaving.
There we go.
Hey, for more information, check out this website, thequicklawgroup.com. That's thequicklawgroup.com. The telephone number to schedule a consultation, 904-241-0012. Heather will be back with us again next week. And let's get back to the music on 99.5 AM 1170 WSOS.